Hundreds of thousands of people around America have been gathering, marching, and demanding federal lawmakers take steps to curb gun violence. With so much pressure on them, lawmakers slipped three provisions related to guns into the $1.3 trillion federal spending bill that just passed on Friday. Now, it's important to note, they did this before this weekend's massive protests in Newark, Washington, and in hundreds of other cities around the country. Here's Senator John Cornyn of Texas on the Senate floor on Thursday.
Madam President, our constituents are frustrated, frightened, and fed up. They want us to do something. More importantly than that, they want us to do something that will be effective and save lives. And I'm happy to say the Fix Nix bill fits that description. Students are worried, understandably, and parents of students are worried. They simply don't want what happened at Parkland to occur to them.
He's talking about the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System. It's called NICS for short. The Fix NICS Act was one of those provisions addressing gun violence that was included in the federal spending bill. Some critics say the provisions don't do enough. Amanda Becker is here to help us break it all down. She covers Congress and the White House for Reuters. Amanda, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So which provisions in the federal spending bill deal with gun violence and gun research?
So as you said, there were three provisions in the spending bill that deal with guns. You were just talking about the Fix NICS portion of it. That was a bipartisan measure that essentially tries to strengthen an already existing background check system operated by the FBI by giving states some money to encourage them to kind of be faster about sending their information into that database. There was a second one that gives about $50 million in grants to schools to prepare to deal with the threat of gun violence in terms of taking additional security measures and that sort of thing. And then there was a third provision that clarifies that an amendment passed in 1996 does not prohibit the Centers for Disease Control from studying the causes of gun violence.
So which was the most significant, given the fact that there were three? And they seem related, but very different.
I think if you're speaking to people and groups who would like to see more gun control measures taken, they would say that they're all pretty minor. $50 million spread out over 50 states and all the schools in those states is not a huge chunk of money in a $1.3 trillion spending bill. The Fix NICS portion of it, it doesn't expand background checks. It doesn't create universal background checks. It's simply trying to just make the system that already exists work a little bit better. In terms of the language, I think that perhaps that could end up having a bigger impact. You immediately saw even the language they put in said, the CDC has always been able to do this, but we'll just, you know, write in here that again, that they're allowed. And what happened in 1996, this amendment was passed called the Dickey Amendment. It said that the Centers for Disease Control and other federal agencies couldn't use funds appropriated by Congress to promote gun control. How that's been interpreted over the years, though, is that the Centers for Disease Control has not done much research, if any, on the causes of gun violence because it was interpreted as a quote-unquote ban, and they were afraid about losing their funding. So it did have a chilling effect over the years. And you even saw the NRA tweeting last week and over the weekend, the CDC has always been able to do this. This doesn't change anything. So maybe that chilling effect will lessen or lift after this, and you might see some research into the causes of gun violence at the CDC.
So to put that into perspective, what does it mean to have more research into gun violence? What will this increased knowledge do for lawmakers? How does it affect policy?
So right now, there's just not the data about the causes. So this would allow the CDC to treat this as a public health matter, like you would a flu outbreak or something like that. Study it, look into common characteristics of perhaps some of the people who are involved in these violent situations, and just really kind of keep track of everything in order to use that data to develop better policy.
So President Trump has said a lot about, quote, arming schools. Is that what the money for security is for?
No, and that's an important thing to note. That $50 million is not for arming teachers or arming, you know, assistant teachers or anyone in schools. It's to help them prepare by taking additional security measures, but not arming teachers.
So were you surprised that these provisions were included at all?
Well, I guess it goes both ways, because I've seen other shootings and I've seen nothing happen after those other shootings. So I think that we have maybe reached a tipping point where they felt like they had to do something, and this is the result of that. It remains to be seen whether more will be done.
There were other issues that were considered as well. Did anything not make it in that you think is important for us to know about?
There are a lot of different suggested pieces of legislation in Congress related to guns. You know, there's one to bring the assault weapons ban back. There is one to create universal background checks. Those obviously are more contentious pieces of legislation in terms of getting both parties to sign on to them. They obviously were not a part of the spending bill. And the important thing to note is this spending bill was essentially the last chance to pass controversial measures before the midterm elections. And so the idea with a spending bill is you have to fund the government. And so it's something that people kind of have to vote for. And so if you want to get something through Congress, you attach it to that, you know, and that's why it ends up being this massive piece of legislation. So this is the last must-pass bill in this Congress before they all run for re-election. So it was kind of viewed as the last chance to get a lot of things done before these people are having to go back to their districts and ask for people's votes.
That's the key measure, asking for those votes. Thank you so much, Amanda Becker, Reuters correspondent covering Congress and the White House.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.